You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
This coming week, we will celebrate Good Friday. And what happened on the first Good Friday affects the eternal destiny of every person living today.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Almighty and everlasting God, on the first Good Friday, total darkness covered the entire earth. Other spectacular events took place. But help us, O Lord, to understand that it was the agonizing death and the triumphant resurrection of Jesus Christ which gives the Lenten season and Easter Sunday eternal and crucial significance. Because your Son Jesus Christ died, O Lord, sinners need not die eternally. And because Jesus rose from the dead on the third day, his followers will also be raised to be taken eternally to heaven. For this certain hope, O Lord, we thank you. Amen. If the graves of the dead in the cemeteries of your community were suddenly opened up, and if the dead bodies got up and began to walk around in your city, how do you think that you would react? This may sound like science fiction, but it is not. This is exactly what happened on the first Good Friday 2,000 years ago. And as we remember the Lord's death this coming Good Friday, let us also be especially mindful of the significance of these cataclysmic and extraordinary happenings. In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 27 we read, "And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice, and yielded up his spirit, and behold, the veil, the curtain in the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And the earth shook, and the rocks were split, and the tombs were opened. And many of the body of the saints, which had fallen to sleep, were raised." The Bible continues by saying, "Coming out of the tombs, out of the grave, the dead people, after his resurrection, entered the holy city and appeared to many." Imagine this. Dead people raised to life and walking around in the city. Yes, it is indeed interesting to read about the unusual events which took place on the first Good Friday. It is as exciting as reading a thrilling novel. In fact, reading about dead people getting out of their graves and walking around in the city has the inviting mystique of a suspense-filled horror movie. However, this is not why this sensational information is recorded in the Holy Scriptures. These mind-stopping events surrounding the innocent Savior's tragic death provide only a small indication of the universal impact and the eternal significance of these events. These events speak to all people, no matter whether they are believers or unbelievers. The dead did not just mysteriously get up and walk around. The Holy Scriptures point out that the dead were empowered to do this only after the resurrection of the blessed Savior. The meaning of the death and resurrection of Jesus is utterly profound. Even the world's greatest thinkers cannot fully comprehend or effectively describe its meaning. When Jesus died, death itself was swallowed up. When Jesus was raised from the dead, death itself was forever defeated. And this must have meaning for every one of us, because even if you today are an unbeliever, or even a make-believer, you also will die someday. And perhaps it will be very soon. And yet, because of God's love and grace, all who place their unreserved faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ can live each day and sleep each night with the absolute assurance that eternal death has no more power over them. The sins and failures of all believers in the Lord Jesus Christ will not condemn them on the final day of judgment. Just as the dead from the grave got up and walked around when Jesus died and was raised again, so also all believers of the Lord Jesus Christ will be raised from the dead on the last day. And they shall walk around forever in the golden city of heaven, the new Jerusalem. And already in this life, all followers of the Lord Jesus Christ can begin each day and rest each night with the absolute confidence based on the biblical promise that they have been forever freed from the slavery of the fear of death. Let us return again to the section of the Bible we are considering today. After suffering for several hours on the cross, and after losing blood and being held in a torturous and suffocating position, Jesus finally breathed his last, and then he died. The Bible then points out that the huge veil, the huge curtain in the temple of Jerusalem, was torn in two from top to bottom. Here again, because of a lack of background information, many people today do not fully grasp, they do not fully comprehend the physical magnitude of this event. The massive curtain hanging in the Jerusalem temple was an incredible 60 feet long and 30 feet wide. The curtain was as thick as a man's palm. The curtain was so large that it was sometimes said that it took 300 priests to manipulate it. One well-known Jewish historian has stated that if the curtain was anything like the one described in the Jewish Talmud, it could not even have been torn by a mere earthquake. This sensational event has continually challenged the minds of skeptics. The question of whether or not the huge temple curtain was actually torn when Jesus died has been repeatedly challenged by doubters and scoffers throughout history. However, again, a world-renowned historian points out the fact that such an event did indeed take place, and that this has been attested to by mutually independent testimonies, including Tacitus, Josephus, the Talmud, and early Christian tradition. But now, let us pause for a moment. It is one thing to be interested in sensational events, but that does not console our troubled conscience. It does not ease our fear-filled hearts, and it does not build faith. It is important that we, by the power of God's Holy Spirit, grasp the meaning of these divine events. The fact that the dead people got out of the graves and walked around is indeed sensational. It is extremely interesting. However, all these events, all these things took place because Jesus, through his innocent death and triumphant resurrection, had forever defeated death, the greatest evil force of all. In the same way, let's not miss the real meaning of the ripping of the curtain in the temple. This also is intellectually interesting. It is religiously stimulating to piously speculate on how or even whether such a thing could happen to such an enormous piece of cloth. But more important, let us again ponder the divine significance of this. This can be best understood by turning to God's explanation provided in the Bible. In the 9th chapter of Hebrews, we are told that for many years people worshiped God in a special tabernacle. This tabernacle had several rooms. A curtain separated the outer room called the holy place from the inner room called the Holy of Holies. And it was in the inner room, the Holy of Holies, that God's presence was contained. Only once a year, a priest would go behind the curtain. He would enter the Holy of Holies in order to offer a special sacrifice to God. This sacrifice was to satisfy God's consuming judgment and to appease God's terrible wrath directed at the sins of the people. These sacrifices continued for many centuries as God's chosen people longed for the coming of their Savior. And then, when God had prepared everything, and when the fullness of time had come, Jesus suddenly appeared. This is how it is described in the Bible. Let me quote it to you directly. Jesus Christ came as a high priest. Jesus went through the greater and most perfect tabernacle, not made with human hands. He didn't use the blood of goats and calves. Jesus used His own blood to go only once into the place and to pay the price that frees us forever. Yes, for centuries, a curtain in the temple had prevented everyone, except the priests, from entering into the presence of God. But when Jesus came, His innocent life and substitutionary death ripped open. It threw open the dividing curtain so that God and His people could be friends again. This divine breaking down of the barrier has a powerful message to our present weary and confused society. When people are in trouble or in need, when people are lonely or depressed, their soul longs to be freed from anxiety. And only God can fulfill this need perfectly. Alcohol and drugs provide only a temporary and an illusionary diversion. And as they search for lasting help, all too often the anxious do not feel that they can actually approach God or speak to Him. And we do know from the prophet Isaiah that our sins do, in fact, separate us from God. But thanks be to our Lord Jesus Christ, whose death and resurrection has broken down the barrier between Himself and us. Through the Savior's sacrifice for us, we can now come into the very presence of God. The veil, the dividing curtain, has been ripped open. Last year, the leader of the atheistic communistic government of Russia died. An elaborate funeral was planned. The streets of Moscow were guarded. A special military parade was arranged. All this was done for the leader of a bloodthirsty regime which has done its best to wipe out Christianity. And as incredible as it may seem, the present leader of the Russian Orthodox Church went to the Kremlin to view the atheist's body and to pay his respects. And the top church leader had, according to the New York Times, supported the Soviet policies at home and abroad. But for the death of Jesus, it was different. He was the friend of the friendless, the helper of the lonely, and the consoler of the despairing. Yet, He was given no elaborate state funeral. Military parades were not held in His honor. But instead, the crowd scorned Jesus' existence and despised His dead body. The religious leaders did not travel to the crucifixion hill outside of Jerusalem to pay their respects to the Son of God. But instead, they gathered in the city to gloat over and to celebrate the fact of what had happened. They mistakenly believed that they had once and for all gotten rid of this person who had upset their legalistic and man-made religions. Since no official state arrangements were made to take care of the Savior's body, Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus did what was right. They moved to act. The Holy Scriptures point out that Joseph, and I quote, gathered up enough courage and went in before Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor, and asked for the body of Jesus. The Bible continues by saying that Pontius Pilate wondered if Jesus was dead by this time. So the governor summoned a centurion. After Pilate learned from the military leader that Jesus was actually dead, he then granted the body to Joseph. This public transaction surrounding the death of Jesus gives every indication of a humiliating defeat. But wait just a moment. The erroneous impression was to be short-lived. For on the third day, the murdered Messiah burst the chains of death. Jesus rose triumphant from the grave. He met with His closest followers on numerous occasions. And then, after 40 days of public appearances, He ascended into heaven. And He will come again, soon, to judge both the living and the dead. What a shock it will be when those who scorned and murdered Him are forced to face the Savior as their judge. Let this simple Lenten message be a lesson for all people today. And may God's unexplainable grace and His perfect love lead you and me and all people to daily repentance. Let us trust completely and only in the saving power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The death of Jesus was no normal event. It was accompanied by the most unusual and supernatural and spectacular events. These events help to announce that the gates of heaven have been opened and the chains of death have been broken. No, don't look the other way. No, don't turn a deaf ear. Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose again for you. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Amen.